USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is reportedly considering both legislative and executive action to address gun violence in the United States. This comes after two mass shootings in Colorado and Georgia have renewed calls for gun control. Vice President Kamala Harris telling CBS This Morning,
"We should first expect the United States Congress to act. I'm not willing to give up on what we must do to appeal to the hearts and minds and the reason of the members of the United States."
But he can also take executive action.
I don't think the president is excluding that. But I want to be clear that if we really want something that is going to be lasting, we need to pass legislation.
Fencing around the U.S. Capitol is starting to come down. Capitol Police saying they're taking down the outermost fencing and have reopened perimeter roads. USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
Most Americans 65 or older have received at least one coronavirus vaccination shot.
There are now a total of 84 million people who have received at least one vaccination dose, and 45 million people who've been fully vaccinated.
That's how White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt opened a briefing on the coronavirus on Wednesday. Volcanic ash shuts down an international airport in Guatemala.
The airport in the capital city of Guatemala has been temporarily closed because of falling volcanic ash. The Pacaya volcano, about 30 miles away from Guatemala City's La Aurora International Airport, has been active in recent weeks. Unfavorable wind conditions Tuesday sent ash towards the airport, covering buildings, planes, and runways. Civil aviation authorities say they're working on cleanup and hope to resume normal operations at the airport as soon as possible, but aren't sure when it will be able to reopen. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden is turning his next legislative priority to a $3 trillion pair of infrastructure bills that put climate change front and center. Biden's priority will be to pour money into new technologies and clean energy hardware with the goal to decarbonize the United States electricity system by 2035. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy on the Biden administration's next big legislative goal.
Well, I did read where the White House is going to propose an infrastructure bill. And President Biden promised us, by us I mean we Republicans, that he would meet us halfway. So far, President Biden has been a very poor judge of distance. With his stimulus bill, he just rammed it down our throats and the throats of the American people. I hope he doesn't do that with the infrastructure bill. I hope we have input on defining infrastructure first.
There's growing optimism out there will be no disruptions to the global shipping system. That's because a huge container ship blocking the Suez Canal is starting to float again. The ship got stuck in the Egyptian Canal Tuesday, bringing traffic to a halt in one of the world's most important shipping routes. About 30% of all global container ship traffic passes through the canal each day. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.